Our first guests today have the distinction of being the first same-sex partners to be legally wed in Ingham County after Friday's Supreme Court ruling. They were married at 10:20 a.m. last Friday, less than an hour after the High Court's ruling was announced. Their ceremony was followed by many others on Friday. By evening, Ingham County had issued several dozen marriage licenses to same-sex couples, according to a tweet from County Clerk Barb Byram. Lee Cheney and Dawn Chapel of Mason have been together for 11 years. They are nurses at Sparrow and McLaren, respectively. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How was your first weekend as a married couple? Did you celebrate some more or what?
No, actually, it was pretty much just a regular weekend. Friday night was enough, and then Saturday and Sunday, we just kind of did our normal, everyday thing.
Dawn, what about you? How did it feel this weekend?
I'm glad it rained Saturday.
How's that? Why?
I enjoyed just staying in the house, actually.
Okay, after all the hubbub of Friday?
Exactly.
Yeah. You were the first same-sex couple married in Ingham County after the announcement. Is that a distinction you're proud of, or is it less of a big deal for you than we might think?
You know, I'm proud. I'm more proud that it happened on the 26th. It's a very special day for me. So when that came through, I was ecstatic.
Can you share why, or would you rather not?
The 26th in 2002, my mom passed away on the 26th of October. I was pregnant with my first son. And on 11/26/2004, I actually met Dawn.
Oh, my goodness.
So 6/26/15, we're married.
26 is a special number.
Yeah.
What about you, Dawn? Is being the first a distinction you're proud of?
Well, I am proud. I'm proud that we were able to marry. Somebody had to be the first.
Might as well have been you, huh?
Right.
Take us back continue, please.
It just isn't anything that one would expect. You know, I just didn't expect all this. You know, when you think about having a wedding or having a ceremony, and made the media, I'm talking with you on live radio, it is quite an honoring, actually.
Well, it's a newsworthy. It's a extremely newsworthy thing. Take us back, Lee, to your ceremony on Friday. What was the uppermost thought or feeling at the courthouse and during the ceremony?
You know, having my boys there was wonderful. You know, they rushed up because we live in Mason, so it's kind of convenient. And I had already had them prepared, you know, shirts ironed, all that good stuff.
Gotta look presentable.
Gotta look presentable. You're right. But, you know, it all was such a whirlwind. It came so quick and it happened so fast. And Barb was magnificent.
Were you on her listserv? She told me on Friday that she managed to put together a listserv of couples that she knew wanted to get married.
Yes, we were. Actually, 2 years ago, we attempted in October of 2013 to be married, and we were so excited. We had the photographer. We had everything, and it fell through. You know, it wasn't meant to be then. And then in 2014, we were actually away in Florida at my dad's 80th surprise party, so we missed the little window on that Saturday to be married. So when this came down, this was perfect.
You were at the front of the line, so to speak.
Yeah.
Dawn, were you able to get family members and friends to the ceremony or what?
No. No, I was not able to do that. Like I said, these boys came down and we didn't know if it was going to pass or not. So
Were you at the courthouse before you knew it was before it was law then?
We were at the courthouse and still didn't know.
Oh, okay. So it had not. Yeah. Okay, you were there nice and early. The popular attitudes toward same-sex marriage have changed so dramatically. So many more people have become so much more tolerant in the last few years. Lee, what do you make of that?
You know, I really think we're just just like everybody else. We're just like our next door neighbor. I mean, we're not any different people. We go to work. Some of us have children, and we just live a normal life. So for me, I've been on both ends of the spectrum. I was married, to a man for 18 years, and it's no different. It's love is love, and it's perfect.
Dawn, any thoughts on why it's changed so dramatically just in the last couple of years?
Just people have become more accepting. There are some things that just really, like diversity, it really doesn't matter. And I think that the next coming up generations, it's really going to make a big difference for. And I'm excited about that.
We're talking with Lee Chaney and Dawn Chappell of Mason, who were married on Friday at the Ingham County Courthouse, where they were the first same-sex couple to tie the knot in Ingham County after last Friday's Supreme Court ruling. Lee, you were raised in a Catholic family, correct?
Yeah.
Has that been a factor in your getting married in any way? Some amount of resistance to this is coming from the Catholic community, the larger Catholic community. There's a lot of Catholics who are supportive of it too. I get that, but
no, you know what? Not at all. My father and his wife, because like I said, my mom's deceased, they are just so happy that their daughter is in love and have somebody that respects her, treats her with, just the utmost love, dignity, and that's all they care about.
Dawn, do you ever have face-to-face discussions with opponents of same-sex marriage? How many of those have you had over the years?
I haven't had any.
No.
No. Yes, I haven't had any.
If the Supreme Court, where were you? Lee, you shared with me that you were thinking of getting married in October of 2013. Where would that have taken place?
Well, it would have taken place at Ingham County if it would have been allowed, but the Attorney General had turned that, it didn't
okay.
go through.
Okay.
So we had thought about going to actually Illinois because my son was going to school in Chicago at the time. So we thought about Illinois and then going east, Massachusetts, Rhode Island.
Vermont.
If
the Supreme Court had not decided against the bans, and they stayed in place, what would you have done?
Well, our plan is to move south anyways, to Florida.
Anyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we would have probably been married in Florida.
Okay. It's legal down
it's
there.
It's legal there.
You were on board with that plan too, Dawn?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This just made it easier.
But did it feel better getting married in Michigan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How does your ex feel, Lee?
He feels fine. He feels blessed that I have Dawn in my life and my boy's life. She's been a great asset to my kids. And he actually sent us both texts and congratulated us. His mother congratulated us. His sister and her husband took us out to dinner yesterday. It's been so wonderful. I've really had a great experience. I've never had a bad experience from it.
Well, what was it like, if I may ask this, I'd like to ask this, what has it been like teaching your boys about your sexual orientation?
We never made a big deal of it. They would bring, I would say, does so-and-so say anything about, because you never know what these young kids are, two boys, and they've, got tons of friends. And my youngest said it the best. He said, you know what, Mom, it doesn't matter.
How old are they?
Well, they're 20 and 22 now, but when Josh was 9 and Lucas was 11 when Dawn came into my life.
Mm-hmm.
And probably about when Josh was maybe in 7th grade, had some buddies spending the night, and I said, does anybody talk about you? Does it come up in conversation? And he says, I just tell them, it's none of their business, And my mom is happy. Mm-hmm. So that's the bottom line. So
well done.
Yeah. So they, you know, we just never made it a big deal.
What kind of you're sounds like you're inheriting some great kids, Dawn.
Yeah.
How do you feel your future will be different now that you're married? I mean, there's all kinds of legal ramifications to this and advantages to this. Talk to us about that.
Oh, everything financially, you know, medically. I mean, if one of us were to get sick, I mean, we can be at the bedside and we can make decisions for each other. And, you know, I mean, we are respected as a spouse. And that's important. And, you know, yeah, I can put her down for a beneficiary, but there's some places that insurance places didn't even let you add her as a beneficiary, you know, which is ridiculous.
Does it feel differently, though? I mean, this is something every married couple goes through. How different does it feel? Dawn, what about you? I mean, does it just feel different being married on the Monday after?
You know, it makes the platform or the base of our relationship, it feels stronger. That's what it makes it for me. It makes that base that we've been building for the last 11 years, it just made it deeper and stronger.
Plans for a honeymoon?
We are. It'll probably be in the next, not immediately, but we're looking at
it. It's like, all the rage. No one takes their honeymoon right after they're married anymore.
Well,
I've noticed that.
I'm just telling you, all these brides and these young kids nowadays going to all different places to have bachelorette parties.
True.
It's amazing.
That's a trend as well.
It is a trend. But yeah, I think we're going to probably take a trip to Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have either of you been discriminated against because of your sexual orientation? Dawn, you seem to have indicated no, not so much. Lee, what about you?
No, I'm going to tell you, I was afraid to come out, more so for my community that I lived in with my boys in Mason, because they grew up there. But they were the most accepting people, and they just embraced her. And she'd go to the soccer games, the basketball games. I mean, she was just, it was just Dawn and Lee. So, no, it's been wonderful.
We're down to 30 seconds. Dawn, which was more challenging, coming out or not being able to get married?
Not being able to get married.
Not being able to get married.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. It has been really great of you to share your thoughts here on the Monday after your wedding here. And we want to thank Lee Chaney and Dawn Chapel, both of Mason. They've been together for 11 years, and they were the first same-sex couple married in Ingham County last Friday after the Supreme Court announcement came down. Congratulations to both of you. Good luck, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.